what's the biggest adjustment that you've made in this, you know, coaching process?
Well, tell you what, it's not like college. They're not on scholarship for 4 years. You know, we've had some guys come and go since I've been here, which is it's just the offseason. So that's been different.
Talking to Amos about the kickoff, changes of the kickoff.
Right.
How do you think that's going to impact the game and the play?
Well, we spent a lot of time, you know, Amos and Josh and myself and, you know, even some other guys around the league that are special teams coaches, we've been talking about it. You know, one of the biggest things is, you know, by putting those eight guys up front in that restricted area, you know, that's going to take, you know, your offensive linemen that might have been back there as wedge guys in the past, those guys, that's going to take them off the field, your big defensive ends, you know. So I think, you know, I know you're going to have some better athletes overall on that team. You're going to have at least eight guys that can really run instead of having, you know, maybe six or seven up front. But as far as the play though, I think it's gonna be interesting because a lot of people are talking about doing different things.
What do you think you bring in terms of just the Browns and the NFL at this point?
Well, you know, obviously I played in this league for 8 years. You know, actually played in this division, hadn't played down south for that team, you know, down in lower Ohio. I played there and, you know, also you know, coached college ball for a long time, so you know, went out and recruited guys, evaluated guys. I think, you know, that helps. But, you know, one thing Hugh told me, he said, hey, man, excited to have you, you know, just because of, you know, the fact that you play in this league, you know, you're going to have some credibility with the guys.
Is it sometimes where you maybe talking to a young player, say, well, you can have a career on special teams, even if you really haven't done this before, and, you know, you can bring some of your own experience with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, you know, Josh and I, we both, you know, came into this league. I didn't come in. I came in as a fourth rounder, not a starter. Josh was a free agent coming in, and so we both had to make teams as special teamers and, you know, earn a living like that. So, you know, we talked to the guys. I think, you know, those guys really understand that, you know, hey, these guys, they know what they're talking about because they did what we want to do.
What's it been like working with Josh?
Oh, it's been awesome, man. Josh, I tell you what, you know, he's a sharp guy, you know, just brings a lot to the table. You know, obviously played here a long time as a pro bowler. You know, I've learned a lot of things from him, you know, just about returners, you know, because he spent so much time doing it. But at the same time, you know, Josh is a guy, I'll be honest, I mean, he's passionate about the Browns. I mean, he loves the Browns, wants the Browns to do well, but he also brings a lot of knowledge, you know, to the room.
Probably still wants to get back there and run one back himself, right?
No, but he catches some in practice. He does a good job of showing the guys how it's done. I'll put it to you like that. He puts his cleats on a lot and, you know, gets out there. I'm worried he might pull a hamstring or something.
When you look at a guy like Avery, where he's probably going to have a big role on special teams, like, what is your main message to him? What have you seen so far in these practices?
Well, you know, with Avery, you know, he's a guy that, you know, we'd like to see him become a big part of the core box group on special teams. I mean, he's a strong guy, with good straight line speed, and tough physical. So, you know, we're hoping that, you know, he can, you know, just keep taking steps when we get into training camp.
What about your returners? How excited are you about some of the guys that you have who will be returning both kicks and punts for this year?
Oh, shoot, man. Very excited. I mean, like I said, Josh works with those guys. He does a great job with them. But I tell you, it's exciting to watch Callaway. And, you know, I know he's been a little bit banged up, but we'll get him back in camp. Also, Jarvis, you know, just so many guys at the returner spot. But a lot of competition.